こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。いつぶりぐらいかわからないんだけどもLINE のステッカースタンプ、
yes.
ちょっとリニューアルして復活しているのでバイリンガルニュース LINE ステッカー使いたい人はぜひ検索してみてください。
お願いします。
ちょっとね、文字が入って今回使いやすくなってる。
Way easier to use. Yeah.
Yeah. 1個目、アメリカで人気のスポンジケーキ Twinkies は添加物てんこ盛りで賞味期限がなく何十年もフレッシュなままであるという都市伝説からゾンビ映画などにもよく登場しますが、進化生物学者のコリン・プーリントン氏が8年前の Twinkies を実食しました。箱に入っていた Twinkies の中でも見た目が綺麗なものを選びましたが、中の白いクリームが茶色くなっており、硬くなっていて甘さがなく、腐った銀杏の匂いがしていて食べられたものではありませんでした。箱の中で最も見た目が変化していたものは、蜂の巣のようなカスカスのミイラ状態になり、真空パックのようにプラスチックを吸い込んでいました。ツイッターでこの写真を見たウェストバージニア大学の菌類学チームが分析に名乗りを上げ、研究室で確認したところ、何らかの菌が封をされる前に混入し、トゥインキーを食べる過程で中の空気を使い果たしたために真空状態になり、成長が止まった可能性があることが分かりました。
According to urban legend, the popular American sponge cakes known as Twinkies contain enough preservatives for them to last decades, earning the snack cameos in zombie movies and prompting evolutionary biologist Colin Purrington to eat an 8-year-old Twinkie for science. While he had selected one of the better-looking Twinkies among the Twinkies in the box, the white cream inside had turned hard and brown and lacked its original sweetness. It also had the odor of rotten ginkgo nuts, making it too repulsive to eat. The most visually transformed Twinkie in the box looked like a mummified bee's nest and had sucked in the plastic around it as if it had been vacuum-packed. A team of mycologists who saw an image of this on Twitter provided an analysis of the object in the lab and found that spores had entered the packaging before it was sealed and consumed all of the air inside, resulting in the vacuum seal effect and the fungus ceasing to grow.
そう、何の話って感じなんだけど、まずこのプーリントンっていう名前も可愛くないこの人。
My image is he's kind of like from the cat's play or something.
そうそうそう。めっちゃ、ね、自分の猫に名字つける時のやつじゃん。プーリントン。Purrington. マジどうでもいい話なんだけど、トゥインキーズって、まあ、アメリカに行ったことある人とか住んでる人だったらね、絶対知ってる、あの黄色い、ふわふわの、なんて言えばいいんだろうね、ビニール袋に入ってる、あのおやつ。
It's like a cake, right?
そう、ケーキなんだけど、まあ、オフィシャルの賞味期限は45日っていう脅威の長さで、まあ、そういうこともあって結構何十年も持つんじゃないかっていう、勝手なみんなの勘違いでよくネタにされるんだよね。だから核戦争が起きた後とか、ゾンビアポカリプスの後にもツインキーズがあればそれをみんな食べて生きながらえることができるみたいな、だからなんだっけ、What was the zombie movie?
Which? There's too many.
Social Network の主役だった、なんたらアイゼンバーグだっけ？彼のさ、
Eisenberg.
いや、彼のゾンビ映画私すごい好きなんだけど。
Like,
God damn it.
28 days later.
これ聞いてたわね。って思った。
Is it a funny one or a scary one?
いやいやいや、Zombieland.
Oh, funny one.
Zombieland の中で、ゾンビーレンはでもスノーボールだったかもしれないな。まあ、でもトゥインキーズもスノーボールも。トゥインキーズだったかもしれないし、スノーボールだったかもしれないけど、まあ私の中ではその2つは同じカテゴリーっていうか、アメリカのスーパーで売ってて、こう体に良くなさそうなイメージの賞味期限一生ありそうなやつっていう。結構これ定期的に出るよね、この何十年前のトゥインキーズとか何年前のトゥインキーズ食べてみましょうみたいな記事っていうのは、 で今回はツイッターでこのプリントンさんがまあ、実況じゃないんだけどこう写真とともにレポートしたから NPR がピックアップして取材もかけてたんだけど、
うん、
まあ、面白いのは今回ちゃんとラボで研究というか分析して、うん、このカスカスのやつの中のクリームがどうなってるかっていうのをちゃんとそのサンプルを抽出するために骨髄の生体検査に使うツールを使って、
うん、
なんだボーンマローバイオプシーのツールを使ってこう刺して中のクリームだけをきれいに抜き取るっていうこととかもしててちょっと何やってんだって感じなんだけど、そしたら中のクリームは、まあ、驚くことにちゃんと残っていて、なので今回混入した菌はスポンジの方が興味があったってことなんだよね、クリームじゃなくて、
うん、
で、まあ、その菌が実際何なのかっていうのを調べるためにいろいろやってるみたいなんだけど、まあ、多分死滅してしまっていてハーベストすることができてないみたいな今のところ、
うん、
でもまだトライ中って書いてあった。
How do we know that he didn't just get a bad box?Like the box was stored in a humid place or something. Like maybe, or maybe the Twinkies were perfectly fine for 7 years, right?
Ah, でもそうね。このミイラ状態のやつも、だからいつこうなったのかがわからないから、5年前かもしれないし、もしかして最近菌が全部死んだばっかりかもしれないし、それはわかんないって言ってたね。でなんかトゥインキーズってやっぱすごい体に悪いイメージあるんだけど、実際はなんかほとんど小麦粉と砂糖で、まあ、悪くならないようにバターとかミルクとかを使ってない。で卵もなんかちょびっとだけ入ってるけど、あとはもう何ショートニングとかさ、まあ、いろんなもので代替して悪くならないようにしてるらしいけど。
Are they doing anything special to make itAs a preservative, it has. Does it? I'm assuming it has like chemical preservatives.
Yeah. 入ってるけど、でもなんか思ったよりそんな crazy な感じではない。私が持ってた印象よりかはっていう意味だけど。まあこれね、Twinkies 知らない人が聞いても何の話って感じかもしれないんだけど、アメリカにいたことがある人は絶対知ってるもんね。
I thought they were discontinued or something.
なんかね、一回、それこそ8年前にまずなんか会社が潰れそうってなって、Twinkies がもうディスコンティニューされるかもしれないっていう話があったらしいのね。で、その時にこのプリントンさんが急いでいっぱい買ったんだって。
Huh.
で、それの残りがこうやって残ってた。そう。
Did he make a bunch of money? Like selling? Oh, I guess it didn't actually get discontinued, right?
So
he probably lost a bunch of money and he had to make it back with these antics.
そう、あとそれの時期かは分かんないんだけど、一回ちょっとディスコンティニューっていうかなくなって、復活した時にその賞味期限が倍になって戻ってきたっていう。だからもともとは29日とか、まあ一応30日以内だったんだけど、新しくなってからは45日に伸びたっていう。
うん、
結構驚異的だよね。私だから最初にトゥインキーズとかスノーボールズとか見た時衝撃だったもん。なんかやっぱスポンジにクリームが入ってる食べ物って普通常温でしかもそんな持たないじゃん。なのにそれがそんな何十日も常温で持つってやっぱ怖って思っちゃったから。
It's the bread, right? Like bread, you buy a loaf of bread and it goes bad in like 4 days, right?
Yeah.
But then, why is this Twinkie fine for like, you know, 2-3 months or whatever, when it's still bread, but I guess it's like oily enough or like fatty enough.
Yeah. So so. だからミルクとかバターが入ってないっていうの、ただもそのシーリングも完璧にシールされてるからっていうのも大きいって書いてあったけど。
Well, fat tends to oxidize.And become rancid. And so there are like antioxidants there are things you can do to prevent oxygen from getting to the fat.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe the, I don't know, the oil keeps air out or something. I have no idea. But you don't want it in the air, right?
Yeah.
That's why everything is like sealed in plastic. And when we talk about like all the packaging for everything and why can't we, you know, get rid of all this packaging, a lot of it has to do with this preservation of the food and making sure people don't get sick.
Yeah. そう、これね、今回その分析してるところもツイッターでこう結構上げてて、なのでこの生体検査に使うツールでクリームを抜き出してる動画とかもあるのね。それも結構面白いし、あとこうミイラ状態になってたから匂いが全くなかったんだって、無臭、うんうん、それはもう少しびっくりしたっていうふうに、まあ、このチームの人は言ってたけど。
I wonder what it would look like if you freeze dried it.
うんね。
You know, to take things to space, they freeze dry it.
Right.
Right? And if you freeze dry a Twinkie, is it just going to be this like shriveled hard thing, or
なんかパッカッサカサになっちゃいそう。 I mean, I'm sure we've talked about it, but do you like Twinkies? I mean, would you
I mean,
eat it?
I would definitely eat it if it was in front of me and I was hungry. Not if it was 8 years old. I'm good
yeah,
till like、
course.
Maybe 3 or 4 years. I don't know. I thought McDonald's cheeseburgers would stay like exactly the same for like several years. I mean, is that true? Maybe that's an urban
no.
legend.
No.
It's not
it gets
true.
Gets mold. It's not true.
But what if you're in a really dry place?
でもそれも結構定期的に記事になるよね。
I see that article at least once or twice a year.
Yeah.
And it's like this cheeseburger is still in perfect condition. But they could just be replacing it every year.
みんな好きなのこの話が。
Yeah.
私はやっぱ Purrington っていう名字が気になるけど。
It's classy.
羨ましい。It's so cute.
I imagine like a monocle, you know, like the glasses but with only one lens on one
yeah.
side. You know? Purrington.
Oh. 次、イリノイ大学アーバナシャンペーン校のチームがスマホなどをチェックしながら勉強するながら学習に関する複数の研究のレビューを行いました。ながら学習は心理学的にも認知機能的にも脳神経学的にも集中力とワーキングメモリーに影響を与えることが分かっており、その結果読解力、ノートを取る能力、テスト結果、成績すべてが低下していました。メールを打つ、オンラインで買い物をする、ソーシャルメディアを使うといった行為は脳にとって複雑な作業で、授業を聞くのと同じ脳の前頭前皮質を使います。脳はほとんどの状況下で2つの複雑な作業を同時にはこなせないため学習に影響が出ていると考えられますが、多くの学生が自分はマルチタスクが得意なので問題ないと考えていることも分かりました。
A research team in Illinois University's Urbana-Champaign has conducted a review of several studies investigating the effects of studying while simultaneously checking digital devices such as smartphones in what is called distracted learning. Distracted learning is known across psychology, cognitive science, and neuroscience to affect concentration and working memory, resulting in reduced competence across all areas, including reading comprehension, note-taking ability, and test scores.Tasks like writing a text, shopping online, or browsing social media are complex tasks for your brain and require the same part of your brain, the prefrontal cortex, as listening to a lecture. In most situations, the brain is unable to simultaneously perform two complex tasks, implying that this would negatively impact learning. However, most students believe that they are so good at multitasking that it is simply not affecting them.
So...まあ、この背景として、授業中に携帯とかパソコンとかをいじるのを禁止みたいに、
うん、
単純に禁止って言ってしまうとこう子供学生を子供扱いしていることになってしまうので、
うん、
まあ、このチームは その禁止っていうよりかはコントロールの仕方をちゃんと教える、まあ、いい機会と捉えてあの指導 していった方がいいんじゃないかっていう話をしてるのね、
うん、
そのこういうふうに、まあ、いろんなフィールドにおいてながら学習が良くないっていうことはもう分かってるんだけど、それが本人にとって自覚がないからその行動を変えるモチベーションもインセンティブもないみたいな状態になってると、
うん、なので the... oh, sorry. Go ahead.
なのでその自らコントロールするにはどうしたらいいか、だから物理的にその携帯を近くに置かない、他の部屋に置いたままにしとくとか、それかもう報酬制度にしてじゃあ25分勉強したら5分チェックしていくことにするとかにするのか、うん、それは多分個人によって何がいいか違うと思うんだけど、とにかくなんこう勉強してる間に、まあ、いろんなディストラクション、こうピーンってメールが来たりとか、あインスタ見ちゃおうかなみたいな、そういうのを放置すると、まあ、本人にとって実は成績っていう意味で良くないんですよっていう、
うん、What's the reason for the overconfidence or the I guess it's just a rationalization of observing yourself act out on your motivations and your impulses, which are being controlled by your device and social media.
まあ、あと大人もそうだと思うんだけど、やっぱサンプル数1だから、そのながらでやった時とやってない時の成績を比べることができないじゃん。それは勉強も仕事もそうだけど、それを冷静に客観的に比べることができないから、多分いつも通りやれてるって自分ではまあ思うよね、そりゃ。
Can you imagine, I guess, looking through someone else's eyes, like living their day, and having to watch them scroll through their social media? And I don't think anyone would have positive feelings watching someone else just mindlessly scrolling on social media. I mean, if you're watching the next Bond movie and James Bond like stops every few minutes to scroll through Instagram, you know, like who is this guy? Oh, he's one of us. He's so normal. He's so relatable.
でもそれ本当そうだね。そのドラマとか映画に出てくるキャラクターがしょっちゅうこう携帯をいじってたらすごい気になるっていうか話が進まないよね。
But it's so unrealistic that they never do, because like real humans are just like stopping whatever they're doing and just like going into their phones. I've never seen Bond or you know Tom Cruise or any of these guys.
でもなんか少なくとも今この話がこうやってやっぱりアカデミアとかで議論がなされてるけど、私たちが子供の時って別にそれがまだ問題として認識もされてなかったから、誰もこう指導してくれないというか、まあだから授業中に携帯見ちゃダメですよ、でもそんなことさ例えば大学とかで言われたっけ、携帯ダメとかってさはっきり言われて
It was.
あんまり記憶ないんだけど。
Not that many kids were even trying to be on their phones that much, because it was like the old
garake.
And with garake, it's like.
いや、スマホもあったけど、今ほどね、確かにあのしょっちゅう見ないといけないような状況ではなかったから、はっきりなんか人にさ、携帯を今見ちゃダメですよって授業とか。って言われ、まあ、仕事もそうだけど言われた記憶はないけど、ただこうこれはながら学習の研究だけど、これって勉強だけじゃなくて仕事とか全部に共通することだから、まあ、若いうちにコントロールできるようになるならそれはそれでいいけど、できるもんなのかね。私は結構スケプティカルなんだけど。
I think it's I've noticed a lot ofconditioning of myself by my device, and I've noticed that sometimes I'm paying attention to my device before I even get a notification, because I'm anticipating a notification. It's like my brain doesn't even wait for it to ping. It's like monitoring it. It's like, it's probably going to ping soon. It's like, what a waste of like brain power or like attention, you know, like the whole right. point of the notification is kind of lost. Mm. If my brain won't even wait for the notification, you know, cause it's like I'm checking it anyways. I don't even need it to make a sound. I'll probably see it on the screen. Yeah. And there are weird things people have anecdotally reported, like the sort of ghost vibration, like they feel like it vibrated when it didn't, or if you're expecting it to vibrate, then sometimes that'll cause the ghost vibration. Mm. Or if your phone is lying on the table and like some light glances across the screen, you know, it's not even your device, but just like a shadow moves across the screen, you might look over and check, because you have this low level monitoring of your device, and you feel it. If you people get anxious putting their phone like in the next room, right?
Yeah,
it's like, oh my god, it's so far away.
So
it's so far away. It's in the next room.
いや今ね私ちょうど、まあ、今週ちょっと自分のメンタルヘルスがおかしくなったのでおかしくなったんだけどその自分の経験上薬を飲まないといけない種類なんかもう手遅れで薬飲まないとやばいっていうやつと、うん、なんか何か原因がはっきりしたものがあってカウンセラーとかプロの人と話せば薬とかを飲まずしてどうにかなりそうな種類と自分の中であって、うん、今回はその後者なのでどうしようかなと思っていろいろ日本でカウンセリング行くとか調べた結果、まあ、一番便利そう なんかアメリカのサービスなんだけど BetterHelp っていうなんかアプリのサービスがあって、うん、あの自分とカウンセラーのマッチングサービスなのね、
うん、
でそれをちょっとやってみようと思ってそしたらマッチングされた女性のカウンセラーがテキストベースオンリーみたいな、
うん、
だ電話とかテレビ電話じゃなくてチャットで話しましょうみたいな人だったのね、うん、そしてで時差があるんだけど、まあ、彼女がアメリカのどこに住んでるのか分かんないから時差がどれぐらいなのかもよく分かんない状態で彼女のメールを待ってるんだけどなんかすごい見ちゃうの携帯をしかもこう普通のメールと違ってそのアプリでノーリフィケーションが来るから、うん、実際どういう風に最初のメッセージが来るのかも分かんなくてなんかめっちゃチェックしちゃってあ来たかな来たかなみたいな、
うん、
それはそれであんま良くない気がする
You need another You're gonna need another counselor to help you deal with this problem
なんかオーディオベースの人に変えた方がいいあの簡単にスイッチできるのね他の人がいい場合は、
うん、
だからちょっとオーディオベースの人にしようかなって今考えてたところ。
Are you able to do batching of notifications?
Batching?
So this has been a problem that people have struggled with for many years in the form of email. You don't know when an email is going to come, an email shows up, and so people start just checking their email all day, and it becomes like a real drain on your productivity and your focus. And it's like, I can't even do anything because I have to check my freaking email all the time. So a good solution to that is batching. So maybe have two or three batches of emails. So no emails come into your inbox. Even if they're sent to you earlier, they won't show up until like, let's say 1 p.m. And you know that. And so what you do at 1 p.m. is you check your email. And then that's all the email you're going to see for this batch. And then you're not going to receive any more emails until like, I don't know, 7 p.m. or something like that. And as long as that's not going to cause like a crisis, you know, someone knows that if something's urgent, you know, they can get through another way or something.
Yeah.
Then you only check your email twice a day instead of like, who knows, 300 times a day, something insane, you know, but at least there used to be, there probably still is, but like add-ons that you can put onto email clients that will allow you to batch your emails. And I would like to be able to do that with my notifications on my phone for certain apps. It's like, this isn't a time sensitive notification ever. So, put that in my batch.
Because
right. this notification thing is just the distracted, the frequency with which everyone is just being distracted all the time by some sort of notification or something. It's just absolutely nuts. It's so hard to focus on just one thing. Like read a book. I think it's so hard to read a book because there's no freaking way you're not going to get like a dozen notifications of some kind, like while you're reading, right?
Yeah. So now. Do we get notifications while we're watching Netflix? Can't remember.
What, like on your TV? Like,
well, not on TV, but your iPhone とか.
I don't know. I don't watch that much Netflix. Although Social Dilemma needs to be right. seen. Thanks for reminding me. A lot of those guys in the documentary, they don't allow their children to use smartphones or anything with a screen. They're like, it hijacks their reward systems and they think it's detrimental to their development. This is like, you know, co-founders of Facebook, like Chamath, guys like that really understand the technology. The people that actually created features like the like button and the infinite scroll, like these engineers are the ones who are saying, like, you know, don't let your kids go crazy on these.
Well, fuck you, right?
On these technologies.
You guys made it.
They made it, but
do something about
this
it.
This is what always happens. Well, they made the documentary.
What are we supposed to do? It's so crazy, right? Because like, 自分の子供に使わせないようにしようって思うのは簡単なんだけど、やっぱり例えばティーネイジャーになって友達みんな使ってる、
yeah.
じゃあ遊びに行く話とかそういうのも全部そのソーシャルメディア上でやってて、自分だけ仲間外れっていう時にさ、
right.
いやお前は絶対にダメだって言えないじゃん。
So which one is worse for your socialization? Not being on social media because it makes you a weirdo and you can't connect with all the quote unquote normal conditioned people, or being on social media and just being conditioned, but at least you're like everyone else, and so you can kind of it's like a kind
crazy.
Of a lose
yeah, it's messed up.
次? Well, I was thinking humans seem to addict to everything, not just like our devices.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And if you really look at how many different things people addict to, there's like ladies that just eat tape or like collect something, or there's so many documentaries about people who have some addictive behavior,
yeah.
you know, like hoarders or whatever it is. And I think there may not be a way out of having addicted or addictive behaviors. It seems like you're going to be addicted to something, right? So all like successful, productive people are also addicted, but they're addicted to positive things, right? Like The Rock,
yeah.
you know, works out all the time or whatever. And so the real practical strategy, I think, is to try to become addicted to things that are good for you or you want to be doing a lot. And
yeah, なんかこの間さ、あの、それこそツイッターで見たんだけど、なんか過読性質っていうのかな、なんか意味をちゃんと私が理解してるか分かんないんだけど、なんか読みすぎってこと、なんか文字を読みすぎる人みたいな。でなんか私絶対それだと思って、なんだろう、ずっと文字を読みたくなっちゃう。
yeah.
でなっちゃうから、あの動画とかなるべくなら見たくないっていうかさ、あの字で説明してくれてるんだったらそっちの方が早いし、だから多分 YouTube とかあの TikTok とかにはまらないのはそれがあると思うんだよね、そのインペーシェンスっていうかさ、もういいから早く要点を文字にしてくれみたいな。それすごいあるなって思った。
Yeah, I saw this impatience thing is a huge part of what we find appealing. There was like some Japanese history documentary on TV last night, except all the characters are cats. Purringtons. They're all cat people. And there's too much like little interactions and stuff that's not like substance about the history. But on YouTube, you can find a video that shows you the history of like, I don't know, Serbia or somewhere crazy. And it'll summarize like so much history, like information down into like 3-4 minutes. And I think it's very difficult for us to focus on something that, at least for me, focus on something that feels like this isn't the fastest way for me to get the information.
Yeah. Naka terebi bangumi toka demo, I was talking to my friend and she was saying exactly the same thing, but その飛ばしてみたくなっちゃうというか、そのセリフがなくて、なんかすごいアーティーな作品だったらちゃんと見るんだけど、そういうわけでもなくただスローな場合、
yeah.
こうセリフがないとこはもう15秒スキップみたいな。
It's like old movies.
そう、
だからそれ so slow.
Yeah. だから作ってる人にはすごい申し訳ないんだけど、なんか飛ばしたあの映画はやんないけど、さすがにテレビ番組だと、あの韓国ドラマ今見てるやつとかだと、もう飛ばして飛ばしてみたいな。でも何を急いでんだろうねとは思う。
Time is precious. You could always be doing something else, right? So it's opportunity cost. It's like I could have been on my phone right now, like scrolling through Instagram. I could have, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not.
But that's what people do instead, like, right?
It's not like it's more productive anyway.
Yeah.
So, もうちょっと slow down して
辛
いんじゃないかなって思う。
It's 辛い。It's too slow.
Yeah. I wonder why I was okay when I was younger. やっぱりその体が脳がコンディションされちゃってんだよね、きっと。その早く早く早く早く次みたいな。
The news is like that, like.
無駄があったらすぐ飛ばすみたいな。
But everyone's saying the same thing that like any sort of like political news or big news is like totally old, old, old news within like 3-4 days.
Yeah.
Like the Beirut explosion was like 4 years ago. Like, you know, there's just too much. Like the news has so much of our attention, and then we're getting so ADD. I feel like they've sped up too. Like they're way faster than they used to be too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're following what's happening in Azerbaijan and Armenia, the war, but that's crazy too. なんか things change all the time. There's a lot of propaganda going on. You don't really know what's true or not, but they have like official Twitter accounts and they're releasing all kinds of information and pictures and videos andBut it's a real war, you know? People are fighting and people are dying. And it's so insane.
What's so messed up is when the stakes get that high, then there will be propaganda. They would be stupid not to make propaganda. If you're in a war, you're going to be generating huge amounts of propaganda. Fake videos, fake pictures, fake reports, fake... Who knows? And it's...I don't know if we're going to be in a position to like figure out which is which.
Yeah, そう、なんか、なんていうのね、その、ツイッターの公式アカウントから、それぞれの国が、プロパガンダっぽい情報を出したりしてるっていうのを、あんまり見たことない。てか、初めてぐらいだから、すごい。しかも、なんていうんだろうね、その戦争の状況がリアルタイムに、誰でもこの日本にいる私にも見えてるっていう、なんだろう、見えてるけどあんまりニュースにならない、やっぱまあ関係ないというか、その局地的な問題だからっていうことなのか、あんまり国際的なすごいニュースになってる感じもしないし、私が見てないだけかもしれないけど、It's been super crazy.
Sounds crazy. How many conflicts are going on like that in the world? Like, I wish there was like a simple world map. It's like, here are the conflicts. Like, just keep it real simple, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's so hard to update the whole picture, the whole big picture. You get updates of small pieces of it over time, but you haven't heard anything new about, I don't know, like Boko Haram. Like, what are they up to? Like, what?
Right.
You know, there's so many areas that I haven't seen any update in like years. It's just not a trendy topic, or like, you know, is Venezuela just coming apart now, or is it getting better, or, you know, things like that. And we get so focused on one thing in one area for, you know, and it's important to have, you know, depth and nuance on issues, but it's, I don't know. It's hard to pay attention to everything.
まあ無理だよね。
It's impossible.
いや普通に無理。なんかそのアゼルバイジャンとアルメニアの話もなんかすごいことになってるから、ちゃんと分かりたいんだけど、そのなんか現地の言葉も分かんないし、だから誰かが訳したものを見るしかないんだけど、そこは多分何らかのバイアスとかもかかってるじゃん。だから何が本当なのかもだからよく分かんないと思いながら、でもすごいなと思って見てるけど。
Seems similar to I think this sort of thing not started butbecame more severe with this, the conflicts in Syria. You know, there was so much like division in terms of what was true and what was not true and who did what and why. And the people in Syria were like making videos and sending it out, like, oh, the media is like not telling you the truth about what's happening here. And yeah, it's so muddled.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.次。
Scientists have measured the shortest interval of time ever recorded using a near-infrared laser to measure the time required for a light particle to pass between two hydrogen atoms within a single hydrogen molecule. The process took 247 zeptoseconds. This is the first time that the time delay of the photoelectric effect, first described by Albert Einstein in 1905, has been observed in an electron shell.Previously, an Egyptian chemist named Ahmed Zewail used laser pulses to measure changes in molecular structures, which he expressed in femtoseconds. The study was published on October 16th in the journal Science by researchers at Goethe University, the Fritz Haber Institute of the Max Planck Society, and a particle accelerator called DESI.
研究チームが史上最短の時間を測定しました。近赤外レーザーを使って水素分子の中の2つの水素原子間を光の粒子が通過するのに必要な時間を測定したところ、247ゼプト秒かかりました。1905年にアルバート・アインシュタインによって初めて解説されて以来、電子殻の中で光電効果の遅延が観測されたのはこれが初めてのことです。エジプトの科学者アーメッドゼウェイル氏がレーザーパルスを使って分子構造の変化を測定した際はフェムト秒で表現していました。この研究はゲーテ大学、マックス・プランク協会のフリッツ・ハーバー研究所および粒子加速器デジーのチームによって10月16日にサイエンスにて公開されました。
Yep.
ゼプト秒247ゼプト秒。
ゼプト秒。Super short.
Right.
Super, super short. So, like a blink, blinking takes around 150 milliseconds. It depends how
so
fast you blink.
So, what's the 順番? It's in the milliseconds, and then...
So it's second, millisecond, microsecond, nanosecond, picosecond, femtosecond, attosecond, zeptosecond, and then it's yoctosecond.
Yoctosecond.
Yocto, Y-O-C-T-O, yoctosecond. Hmm. And then it's Planck time, which is the shortest, we think... the shortest possible length of time. Like there's a limit to how short an amount of time you can have.
Okay.
And apparently you can't have like half of that.
Why?
because it's just the smallest possible unit of time. It's like the Planck length. Nothing can be... I mean, this is in a mathematical sense. So we haven't physically observed these things, but no one's tried to shrink something smaller than a Planck length. But mathematically, those are the theoretical limits that we see. So Zepto is getting pretty short. Yocto is like a lot shorter than Zepto, and the Planck time is like, it's 5.4 times 10 to the minus 44th power. So you need to move that decimal point 44 back. So you'd have 43, you'd have the decimal point, and then you'd have 43 zeros.
Oh my God.
And then you'd have 5.4, and then that, that's how many seconds.
Wow.
So we're really slow. You know, just sort of our general sense of like time. It's weird to think like a gnat or something, like a little bug. You know, some of those little bugs, they only live for like a day or something.
でもそれを考えていつもなんか植物が怖くなる時ある。わかる？
Why?
なんかタイムラプスみたいので見ると植物もめっちゃ動いてるじゃん。
Yeah.
ウニャウニャウニャウニャって。なんか時間の概念、なんかスピードが違うから全然動いてないように見えるけど、実はすごい動いてるわけじゃん。って考えると急に植物がエイリアンみたいっていうか、なんか。ここ数年でね、それ私デベロップした感情なんだけど、なんだろう、植物育ててて、こう数日でさ、やっぱり全部の葉っぱが日の方に向くわけじゃん。たまにさ、植木鉢ローテイトするんだけど、それとかなんかこう日光くれみたいな、なんて言えばいいんだろうね、そのすごい圧がある感じがして、ただそれも動いてる様子が私の目ではちょっとスローすぎて見えないからまだそんな怖くないけど、実際めっちゃ動くじゃん。
Yeah.
だからタイムラプス見てると怖くなる。
If we, that'd be an interesting movie plot, right? Like the time frames for animals and plants get switched somehow. You know, like our solar system like goes through a wormhole or something. We pop down the other side, and the time frames get switched.
Yeah.
So we're like super slow.
Yeah.
This would be a really weird movie. You might have to adjust the...
For some organisms, we're like that too, right?
I don't know. Maybe an alien? What's something that's super fast? I mean, there...
Like, who's faster than us?
In terms of like reflexes and stuff? Movement,
like trees are slower than us, right?
Yeah,
so they look still. Like, so you know, there are no kind of so あっちから見て人間は still に見えるぐらい。
I think
like hummingbirds or I don't know, bees. I don't know.
So we've emerged more recently than plant. Technology, right?
Right.
And we're creating machines and artificial intelligence, computer technology. And for computers and machines, we are absolutely like plants.
Yeah.
We're totally in the plant realm. Like literally the... Yeah, the speed difference is absolutely staggering. And so...
Right.
We think slow too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And if you ask, you know, if we try to, you could get the best mathematician and, you know, if you had to like calculate some long thing in your head, like it's probably not even possible, but if it is, it would take you forever. And you know, you need like 400 blackboards side by side, and you need the weird ladder, go up there and like write on all these black, like computers can, they're so much faster. And when they, we'll see that machines are also, if you look at machines on assembly lines in factories and stuff that just like move a widget and like attach it to another widget or something, like those robots move so fast that it doesn't even look real to us. So
yeah, you haven't seen Zootopia, right?
No.
Like Zootopia ってさ、ディズニーの絵があるじゃん。あれにスロースが出てきて。
I like sloths.
They make a joke, but they're so slow to finish the joke. So he's just like, "What do you call?" And then if you like accidentally interrupt them, they would want to start from the beginning.
Oh no.
And it's just like kind of crazy, but でもそういう、そういうことだよねっていうのもおかしいけど。
I saw this
yeah.
I saw this comic strip where it's Perry Bible Fellowship, which is absolutely one of my favorites. But there's this snail, and the snail sees that a forest fire has started.
Yeah.
And I think a volcano had exploded in the distance or something, but the forest is burning down. And the snail's like, "Oh no." And the snail looks over and the snail says, "Oh, I'll get on this monkey's back, and the monkey is fast, so the monkey will scurry to safety." And so it shows the snail like zoomed in on this monkey's back. And the snail's like, "I don't know, let's get out of here." And it zooms out, and the monkey is a sloth.
かわいそう。もうダメじゃん。
Yeah, so they're doomed. So in this experiment, they fire an X-ray from an accelerator called Petra 3. And it's an H2 molecule of hydrogen. So there's two hydrogen atoms. And there's a time delay for the light to go from one atom to the other atom. And it essentially creates like waves when it hits these atoms. So they use the near-infrared laser to monitor these waves and then figure out how much time elapsed between the contact with each atom. So that's basically what the experiment was. And people didn't think about that difference because it's like the light hits the molecule and it's like kind of hits the whole molecule, but that's not what happens. There's the speed of information is limited by the speed of light. Nothing moves faster than light. Not information, nothing. Change cannot move faster than light. Nothing can change faster than light can get there. So this just demonstrates that holds true even within a molecule in the electron shell, that there's still going to be a delay from even these two atoms right next to each other. There's still going to be some delay because light speed is not infinite. So
めっちゃ面白い。
Really small. Like this whole experiment, it's so tiny.
Yeah.
It's just two lasers and a hydrogen molecule. It's like the smallest experiment you could do.
次。
A 2,000-year-old geoglyph of a cat spanning 40 meters head to tail has been discovered on a hillside in the Nazca Desert. It appears that the cat etching was created by scraping away a layer of dark rock and soil, and it is the oldest prehistoric geoglyph discovered in the region so far. According to archaeologist Johnny Isla, who spoke to EF, a Spanish news agency, the geoglyph was discovered while planning an access route to a lookout point at the Nazca Line's UNESCO World Heritage Site. The culture ministry provided more information in a statement as follows. The figure was barely visible and was about to disappear because it is situated on quite a steep slope that's prone to the effects of natural erosion. Authorities have placed strict rules prohibiting anyone from trespassing on the site, as a single step could leave a footprint which would mar the site for hundreds or even thousands of years.
ナスカ砂漠の丘で頭から尻尾までが40メートルに及ぶ2000年前の猫の地上絵が発見されました。この猫は黒い岩や土の層を削り取って作られたとみられ、この地域で発見された地上絵の中で最も古い先史時代のものです。スペインの通信社エフェの取材に答えた考古学者ジョニー・イスラ氏によると、今回の地上絵はユネスコ世界遺産であるナスカの地上絵を見渡せるポイントへのルートを計画しているときに発見されました。ペルーの文化省は以下の声明を出しています。自然侵食の影響を受けやすい急な斜面に位置しているため、この絵はほとんど見えず消えてしまうところでした。ペルー当局はこの地域への人の侵入を禁止する厳格な規則を定めており、これは人が一歩でも侵入して足跡を残してしまうと、数百年または数千年もの間にわたってダメージが進む可能性があるためです。
Yep.
これは日本でも結構報道されたからみんな写真見たと思うけど、まあまあ衝撃的な、はぁっていう、猫、私はちょっとカンガルーみたいだなと思ったんだけど、
うん、
これは猫なのかなみたいな、ちょっとこう子供が描いた感がある、
うん、It's kind of cartoonish。
うん、ナスカの地上絵といえばこうハミングバードとかさ、まあ、猿とかも有名だけど、うん、ちょっとこう幾何学模様っぽい、なんて言えばいいんだろうね、おしゃれ感があるというかさ、
うん。
まあ、真っすぐな線がこう、ね、平行して書いてあったりとか、
うん、
なんとなく不思議なおしゃれ感があるのが多いけど、この猫はちょっと巨人ってあるじゃん、 The Giant、
うん、
あれに近いものがあるなんかこういうのもあるんだみたいな。
Well, The Nazca lines have that sort of cool, geometric, you know, maybe aliens made it vibe.
Yeah.
But this cat thing does not look like aliens made it at all.
そうね、めっちゃ人間感があるよね。
Like if aliens made this, I'd be so shocked.
Yeah. ね、なんかこのね、尻尾の中に書いてあるものが私は気になった。
Hmm.
なんか尻尾の中になんかあるじゃん。
What do you think it is?
わかんない。なんて言えばいいんだろうね。線が書いてあって、イモムシみたいななんか書いてある。
Is there something that cats might have on their tail?
Or maybe the tail is like this, folded towards the front part?で尻尾の先っぽがそのうちの猫みたいに虎模様っていうかさ、しましまがついてるのかもね。あ、that's a good interpretation. 自分で言うけど。
That's oddly like 3D though, right? The tail like comes back around.
Yeah. でもさ、足もさ、なんとなく 3D じゃん。なんだろう、手前に。
So,
なんていうの、右足が手前にあるから。
You think this is a drawing of like a specific cat?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like a, not like a species of cat, but like there was a specific, no. like a cat
like yeah.
named Purrington or something that
yeah,
was there.
Of course. Yeah.
And they drew that cat.
だってさ、だって猫描くってことは猫好きじゃん。でしょ?で、猫好きってことは、多分飼ってるじゃん。決めつけ。で、飼ってるってなったら絶対自分の猫を描くでしょ?自分がナスカの地上絵猫描いてくださいって依頼されたら絶対ティガーかファービーのどっちか描くじゃん。そんな知らない猫描かないじゃん、うん、ってなるとなんかスペシフィックキャットが頭にあってこの縞模様を描いたに違いないと私は推測する。
But it's kind of for other people to see, right?
Yeah,
so
I want
kind of
other people to see、
so、
my cats. My cats.
It seems oddly specific
Like, for example, we have our グッズじゃん? Biting our news. Mm-hmm. それもさ猫出てくるけど絶対ティガーかファービーのどっちか使ってるじゃん、
うん、
だってそんなランダム猫使ってもしょうがないじゃんわかんないけど
I think generic I mean it may not be a house cat It could be like some bobcat or some
Yeah
it's
possible
Some yeah,
it's other possible. 猫かなったらな、ね、どれかわかんないもんね
I think it's hard to tell the species by that drawing
これじゃちょっとわかんないでも私がもう一個びっくりしたのはその、まあ、ナスカの地上絵どんどん新しいものが見つかってるイメージなんだけど、
うん、
これ超見えるじゃんなんて言えばいいのなんかそのすごい見えにくかったって説明してたけどさ、
うん、
なんか上から撮った写真見るとめっちゃいるじゃん
Oh, it's huge
Yeah, but I mean
So it must have been covered for a long, long time Otherwise, someone would have noticed it
Covered by what?
Like dirt and
Oh.
stuff.
Oh, wait, so someone like sweeped this entire area?
Yeah, they like
this?
They like cleaned it up.
Oh, そういうことか。だから、
I hope they didn't just make that new one just now and they like tell everyone, "Oh, we found a new Nazca artifact or something."
No, I was just wondering why this was not visible for such a long time.
Yeah, that's what everyone is wondering when they see the picture. They're like, "How did they not find this?" This thing is, I could find it on Google Maps like right now.
So it was maybe covered by dust.
Yeah. Well, last year there was a research team, a Japanese research team that found like 140 new geoglyphs in that region. Just
with
from
a drone, like, right?
Yeah, drones and satellite images.
Right. Mm.
But I mean that was last year, so there may still be a bunch out there. There have been a lot of discoveries of like temples and pyramids and stuff, even recently, using satellite images and using some other filters.
Hmm.
Other filter like drones with like filtered cameras and stuff.
Hmm.
Do you remember in 2014 when a Greenpeace activist put a sign on the hummingbird Nazca line?
No. Did we talk about that?
I think we might have talked about it. But a Greenpeace activist like put a sign promoting like renewable energy, and they like walked
on the
area.
So stupid.
Where the hummingbird design is.
Oh, 本当だ.
And now everyone got so mad
this
at Greenpeace.
This is so uncool.
Greenpeace has needed like a better, like, I don't know, PR or something for like ever. They've had so many of these weird, I mean, this one by itself is like so bad. Can you imagine if someone from Nike did this or like, I mean, can you imagine? It's just unreal.
Yeah.
In 2018, there was a truck driver that like drove his tractor across some of the geoglyphs.
Hmm.
I think he's just really upset.
間違えちゃった。
No, he did it on purpose.
Oh, no, he did it on purpose?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not cool.
That's not cool.
It's weird how fragile these things are, you know?
Right.
Hmm. Seems like eventually someone's going to step on it.
But then again, it's like, なんて言うのね? We assume that all the humans have this shared feelings towards these things, right?
Some guys just want to drive their tractor over.
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily totally shared. Like, for some people, it doesn't matter, right? So,
well, that causes some problems in, like Hawaii is kind of special in this way. Like, the local Hawaiian people, they will lose it if you, you know, mess up any of the sacred land on the island.
Right.
And, you know, they don't expect you to feel the same way. They just expect you to follow their rules, you know. And I think there's a reasonably the same expectation with the Nazca lines, you know. Like, we don't, you don't really need to, like, believe it's sacred or something, but for sure don't drive your, don't put, like, signs on the hummingbird.
そうだね。でもだからもっと面白いやつ多分いっぱい隠れてるだろうから。
So far they've found 300 geometric designs and 70 animals and plant designs. What they call them biomorphs for some reason. And there have been 800 straight lines discovered. I guess they in some places they would just make a straight line. And I guess they would stand back or climb up somewhere and be like, man, look how straight that is. You know, it's like a drawing a perfect circle or something. It's like really impressive. Like maybe
I mean, it is, right?
A perfectly straight line? That's how would you even do that back then? Like thousands of years ago? Seems tough.
I know. 何のためだったんだろうね? I mean, there are still a lot of theories, but...
Do you think we'll ever know? Like, we'll find out, like, this is what it was for?
I don't know. I mean, what is this cat for, right?
I don't know. Well, they...
purpose, or...
I think the most popular theory right now is that these were used as... like visual guides when they were traveling in the area. So they'd say, like, you know, turn left at the big cat or something. You know, you should see a big cat on the left-hand side. I don't know. Make sure you're going the right way. I mean, it's a desert, right? So you, it's like hard to know which way you're going, I think. I'm not sure.
Weird.
You'd think, like, over time, we would lose more and more artifacts, right?
Yeah.
And we would know, like...
less?
I don't know if we'd know less, but yeah, we'd... the record would degrade, but... a lot of the new technology is allowing us to find out more things about these ancient people. And actually, it's good and bad, but climate change is causing melting of icebergs and like permafrost. And that's... so there are a lot of archaeologists in the northern regions right now trying to recover all these artifacts from the melting icebergs because... they're preserved if the iceberg stays frozen. But if the iceberg melts and then the artifacts all get wet and stuff, they can start to deteriorate very quickly. So we'll probably find out a lot more from the northern regions. I think there have been a few discoveries in the last several months.
But,
I mean, we hope that the icebergs just don't melt. I mean, that'd be better, right?
Yeah. But...
but if they do melt, we have to make sure we protect all the stuff that's up there.
Yeah.
And that stuff, like, can't wait, you know? So I guess that's sort of an urgent thing in archaeology right now.
Right. So you saw Tenet, right?
Have you seen it?
Nope. Well, I'm waiting for it to come to... I mean, だってまだ... theater だけだよね? Where is it?
I think it's just in theaters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm waiting for it to come to iTunes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to watch it on TV.
Yeah, so. I... well, I don't want to spoil anything. It's a very spoil-prone movie.
そうなんだ。そう、何もね、読んだりとかもしてないから何の話かも分かんないんだよね。でもその方がいいかなと思って。
I think that's way better.
Yeah. So
entropy is related. That's the only thing that.
Who's in it? I don't even know that.
I don't know. It doesn't have like a bunch of the same. I think there might be one or two actors that are in other Nolan movies, but.
Oh, okay. Robert Pattinson. Twilight の人じゃん.
Oh, no. I guess that's fine. Well, he's.
Oh, I recognize this other woman. She's in a lot of movies.
I didn't even recognize it was the Twilight guy. I have to give him props for that. Yeah. I love not noticing something has anything to do with Twilight.
Okay. Well, the books were fun.
The Twilight books?
Yeah.
Oh, you read the Twilight books?
Yes. While I was young.
Better or worse than like Harry Potter? Like how good are they? Are they like amazing? Like these are the most amazing books?
No. I'm sorry, but no.
Some people say that about Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I'll say that about Lord of the Rings. I'm not that into like trolls and magic and all that stuff, but The Hobbit is a great work of fiction.
Like, yeah, that's what everyone says, right? I haven't read it, but.
Yeah. But the other Lord of the Rings books kind of, I got bored.
So you read all of them?
I tried to read another one after The Hobbit because that one was solid. Okay. And then I was like, I'm just not that into the elves and like the trolls and all
this
stuff.
Yeah, me neither. なんかそういうファンタジー系はあんまり… I mean, I enjoyed Harry Potter movies. But… I was actually talking about it with my husband yesterday. なんか何歳から見れるんだろうみたいな。Because it gets darker and darker and it gets scarier.
You mean fantasy stuff?
No, Harry Potter movies.
Oh, Harry Potter?
Yeah, the first one was kind of like fluffy, but then it gets really dark, right?
Does it get that dark?
And kind of depressing. Yeah, I mean, like everyone starts hating on Harry and, you know, the kids getting into some incredible danger, even though they're at school, which didn't really make sense to me. Like, どういう学校だよみたいな。But, だから何歳から、だからその PG とか。
I think you gotta be a teenager, no?
Oh, yeah, I think so. だから小学校、高学年とか、メドスコとかかな。わかんない。I don't know what's appropriate for who. だからみんなどうやって決めてんのかなとか。
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like sort of the standards for what's acceptable, it's weird, right? Like...There are people getting shot and dying like all over the place and it'll be like PG or I don't know. Like I don't, you know what I mean? Like there are certain things that are, and there are huge cultural differences with that obviously, but I don't know. I think you might have to just set your own standards like in your own house for your own,kids and
I guess
but then you know if they log on to the internet and they're 9 years old or something they'll just be bombarded with the full gamut
自分が子供を産むまで考えてなかったしなんかすごいセンシティブな人とかは考えすぎとか逆に思ってたけど今むしろアンパンマンとかもすごい暴力的だなって思っちゃう
What?
なんていうんだろうそのアンパンマンがいい悪いっていうよりかはまだ生まれたばっかりで何も暴力見たことないからわざわざその暴力シーンをイントロデュースする意味がないっていうか
Well, he has to stop
なんかその
You know, バイキンマン and all these
アンパンマンがパンチとかしてるとこをあえて見せる必要ないかなって思っちゃうから
How should he attack or defend the village from all these biking people?
The thing is like Anpanman is pretty, I think it's controversial because...
What? Controversial?
Because, yeah, because most of the time... で、子供が生まれてからアンパンマン何回か見たのよ、自分でもね。で、内容も覚えてないしさ、どういうのだったかなと思って見ると、あの、私が見た中では大半のケースで、こう、バイキンマンとドキンちゃんがインクルードされてないから、もそもそも問題が起きているっていうか、なんかインクルージョンの問題っていうか、なんかみんなで美味しいもの食べてて、仲間外れにされてるから、なんかみんなの食べ物を取っちゃえみたいな。だから元から入れてあげてればこの問題起きないんじゃないかとか、だからそれも考えすぎなのかもしれないけど、思っちゃって、なんかバイキンマンが本当に悪いやつなのかっていうとそうとも言えないエピソードもあれば、逆にバイキンマンがやばいテロリストみたいな、なんか度を超えてる時もあって、なんか難しい、難しいっていうか、すごいアンステイブルだなって思った。
I mean, you think the good guy, bad guy premise is like not appropriate like that early, or like just don't have bad guys until later, or like when do you have bad guys?
You could have bad guys, but I want the bad guys to be complicated. Like
they're pretty complicated.
They're not always bad.
Aren't they complicated, these bad guys?
I think in recent years, mainstream bad guys are more and more complicated. Like, sometimes they can be nice and stuff, but...
But the complicated thing like, tends to be an explanation for why they're not actually that bad, and it's like they're actually a victim of, you know, something... There's some trauma that happened to Baikin-man when he was a child, you know, and he
he
was forced to like lick a toilet bowl or something, and he
became... Yeah, but it's never explored, right? So
I don't know. I don't watch
Anpanman
that closely. Maybe they do explore that.
So I prefer Paw Patrol, for example. I think everyone's watching Paw Patrol, all the kids in North America. Yeah, Paw Patrol is about five or... whatever puppies, and they're in the rescue team. So it's not about good guys, bad guys. They just go rescue people in, you know, some accidents or whatever. Super peaceful.
Rescue from what? Bad guys?
No. なんだろう、例えば逃げちゃっ、え、なんだろう、私もちゃんと見てないかわかんないけど、なんか逃げちゃった。
It's a kids show. You should be able to explain.
逃げちゃったウサギを捕まえるとか、なんか本当にただただ何かのアクシデントが起きて、誰かを助けるみたいな。
Oh, okay, it's like wholesome firefighter stories or something.
Yeah.
The cats in the tree.
Yeah, exactly. So one puppy is firefighter. Another puppy has a bike. Like they all have different roles, but they're all in this rescue team and.だから本当に漂流しちゃったとかね、なんか船で漂流しちゃった人を助けるとか、そういう、だからなんか悪い人がいるわけじゃないから戦わないんだよね、ただただ助けに行くだけで、なんかすごい平和だから、それはたまに見せてもいいかと思って見せてるけど。
Do you think that at some age there should be like Teki introduced like Baikin-man?Or, and if there is Teki, then...
Like, I want it to be realistic.
Realistic?
Yeah, like...
Like ISIS or something?
No, but... 何だろう、誘拐しようとしてくる人とか。You know, like, actual threat that they could encounter in real life.
Like kidnappers? Like, hey, kid, get in my car.
Yeah, I want it to be educational.
And it's like
Baikin-man,
like driving around trying to kidnap you. Kids.
でもさ、昔なんか...
That's scary, though.
昔うちの番組でさ紹介した論文で、子供に絵本を見せるときに、そういうなんていうの、エデュケーションの内容の場合、動物とかだと意外とあんまり響いてなくて、やっぱ人間じゃないとダメみたいな、なんかそれがすごい記憶に残ってて、だからやっぱバイキンマンとかだとさ、そのリアルライフにアプライしにくいじゃん、だって人間じゃないしみたいな。
Are there,
I don't know.
Is there any bad guy in like Miffy?
Miffy は bad guy いないよ。
No?
いない。 あれはなんかただの家族の、
そっか、
ハッピーな話。Like Peppa Pig とかもね、ただの豚の家族の
話。I thought he got in trouble. He got like banned from, I don't know, the EU or something, or UK or somewhere.
Oh, Peppa Pig?
They said he was a gangster. Had Peppa Pig promoted like gang.
No, but I think it was more about they were eating pizza and drinking soda. We have one Peppa Pig book where they're eating pizza and they're drinking soda, which could be problematic for some people, I guess.
It's what gangsters eat. You know, they just order pizza and sit around drinking soda.
でも超ピースフルだよ。なんか別に戦ったりしないし。なんかなんだね、その、まあ幼稚園とか行っちゃったらね、結局真似するからしょうがないんだろうけど、こうパンチとかさ、自分もされたくないし、普通に痛いから。その真似して自分が痛い思いしそうなやつは今んとこ見せないようにしてる。
What about sports? Like MMA or football?
Well, he's seen football because his, you know, my husband's watching it. でも見るっつってもね、そんなに見ないからね、別にまだ。興味ないし。
Maybe like
ボール持ってるなぐらい。
It's like golf. Golf is better for children.It's so peaceful.
So not
exciting. It's just the ball and the hole. And there's like some hills and stuff, but you know, it's pretty simple too.
ゴルフ見る子供っているのかな?
I don't know. It's peaceful.
あんまり想像できないんだけど。
There's no like beef or like shit talk or, you know.
Right.
No one's getting knocked out, like stiff-armed.
Yeah.
No concussions.
でも本当わかんないよね。自分がやっやってみないと自分がどういう親かも分かんないし、なんていうの、自分がアンパンマンに対してどう思うとかも全然想像できなかったから。
アンパンマン's controversial. That's like the most controversial thing you've said.
Yeah.
Did you see they're turning off the microphones for the next debate? やっぱり。
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Good.
Should be interesting. I thought they wouldn't be able to change the rules, but they did.
Yeah, でもそうじゃないとだってバカだよ。同じこともう一回やったら本当にバカだもん。
But then we didn't have the second debate, so there's only going to be two total, I think. And then one is going to just be this total interruption. They're going to be, hopefully, I think, completely different. So that should be interesting. I'm not sure. But it should be relatively soon. I don't think it's next week, but I guess it could be. Not sure. I thought Trump would be sick longer and this would have to move more stuff. But
あのカマラのやつも話題になってたよね。
Oh, the...
I'm speaking ですけどみたいな。
Oh.
なんかめっちゃ笑ってるけど、切れてるみたいな。
Yeah.
まああれは大事だよね。ちゃんと言わないと。特に女性はね、インタラプトされることが多いから。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。Android、iPhone、iPad、Mac バージョンあります。240円で全部のテキスト読み放題。プラス、この間なんかね、Twitter で全然気づいてなかったって言ってくれてる人がいたんだけど、あのエッセイも。読めますので、yes. 文字起こしあの読み放題プラン入ってる人はぜひ読んでみてください。
Why do people not notice?
わかんない。
I mean it's our fault for some reason,
I guess. 英語表現解説してるのでそのリクエストも受け付けています。あと LINE ステッカー何年ぶりっていうレベルかな。なんか前ね、商標誰かに、そう、猫星人の商標を誰かに取られてしまっていきなり一般されちゃったんだけど、今回はちょっとその名前を抜いてちょっとリニューアルしてもう一回チャレンジしたらいけたということなのでチェックしてみてください。Twitter、Instagram、Facebook もやってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。